The city, we're always expanding, getting new things. A lot of times, some of the ideas come from, you know, just advancements in sports. And there's a building in Edmonton, a business that will be opening up in a few weeks. It's called The Base. And really, you know, a lot of the, it's a high energy training facility for all athletes, not just hockey, because I think in Canada we're seeing that we're evolving with our athletes, and with the evolution comes lots of sorts of different training facilities. Derek Lampshire joins us. They're opening up The Base coming up in less than 2 weeks. Derek, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jay. Thanks.
I got a tour, a sneak tour of the place, and I'll be honest, I was stunned at how big it was. There's 16,000 square feet in this place in two levels, and you know, I've never seen a facility like that in Edmonton. You got an indoor track. I guess kind of give me your idea. Where'd the brainchild come from? You know, how's this going to benefit athletes in Edmonton?
Well, I've been on the show many times, Jay, and my background's as a chiropractor and obviously with the RVH, Ravelli Health Business, and dealt with many athletes, many individuals with many athletes, and just found that there was always the same problems happening over and over when you're fixing people. And really, and you and I have talked one-on-one through different conversations, and really we've lost a lot of connections to building athletes. So it could be guys like us who still want to be an athlete, but we always get hurt, so therefore we're not an athlete. But also, too, like, we develop hockey players, but not really an athlete. And the best hockey player is the best athlete. So we really just found a evolution of the business, fixing people, and then just continue to grow. And we're really big on rehab and corrective exercise and functional movement and doing things properly. And as it evolved, it just continued on to training. And then the brain trust, due to demand, we just evolved into The Base, like you said, a 16,000 square foot facility that really encompasses everything that you'd need in a training facility.
The indoor track, and there's a you know, another track where I know there's going to be a lot of training for kids, from what I understand, and then all sorts of different weights and machines, and the athletes, you have this mural that I think is pretty cool that has all sorts of different athletes, none of them hockey players, by the way, and I know you've trained taught a lot of NHL guys, but it seems like, not that you're going away from hockey, but you're trying to showcase the diversity of different type of athletes in other sports, not just hockey.
100%. Ironically, when I moved back, I grew up in Edmonton, and when I came back to Edmonton, I sort of thought all the top athletes were hockey players, or all the best, you know, the top people were athletes. And surprisingly, there's a lot of Olympic athletes. You just don't understand how many world-class MMA fighters, Olympic divers, sprinters. There's so many world-class athletes in the city, and we almost forget, not no disrespect to the hockey player, but we sort of forget about the hockey player because that's just everyday language here. And to be honest with you, Jay, when we did the photo shoot, and thanks to Berlin, our marketing company, it was in hockey season, so we had no hockey players. So I thought it kind of worked out really well, because if you put a hockey player on that mural, and what you're talking about, we have a 22-foot wall. I believe they're 18 feet high. They're really big. We have 9 athletes. I would say it looks like a Nike ad, and they're all different athletes. And I'm kind of glad there isn't a hockey player, because if you do put a hockey player up there, all of a sudden then people think you just train hockey players or just work with hockey players.
How has training evolved? Do you find, like, I know there's a 17-year-old girl in Edmonton. She's the only girl from Western, well, there's only two in Alberta, and really only 3 from Western Canada that made the under-17 national team for women's soccer. And, you know, a lot of people are saying she's kind of like maybe the next Christine Sinclair in soccer. Like, we're really, you know, basketball players. There was so many more going NCAA. Edmonton's really starting to branch out and develop a lot of elite top-end athletes, and, you know, Olympians, of course, that aren't hockey players. How different or similar is the training?
Well, you know what? It's actually very similar. What we've developed different programs, because obviously, so we do have a hockey program, and hockey's a power athlete, but we also have what we call a power program. And we didn't want to individualize that into like football really any, most sports have a power component. Power is speed and dynamic motion, dynamic strength and power. And most, the training principles are pretty much the same. There's some variables that change. So in our training program, you know, really the first 10 weeks, dependent on age and skill level, like what their body mechanics work and how they do, is dependent. Really the only difference is endurance athletes to a power athlete. And then And then you kind of get sports specific. So generalize, a lot of people are like, well, I'm a soccer player. I don't do basketball. Well, at the beginning, really in a 16-week program, the first 10 weeks are roughly the same. Use the similar parameters. Obviously, when you get into the last 6 weeks of that training program, we get a little bit more sports specific because obviously in basketball, more lateral movement. But soccer and basketball, you have lateral movement. The difference with basketball is you have jumping. So most programs, a power athlete is a power athlete. And fundamentally, people are missing the basics. So what we find is we're working on that core group. And once that core group gets better, then you start getting a little bit more specific to their sport.
Derek Lamshire joined us talking about the base, a new facility will be opened up a few weeks in Edmonton, training athletes. And it's not just high-end athletes. I know it's for young kids, but even for guys that, you know, you mentioned, you know, weekend warrior guys who, you know, are looking to maybe shred 10 pounds here or there. And you know, I know you guys have some group training sessions, but how different is it when you have a guy who thinks, hey, you know what, I'm kind of athletic. I'm not going to be a pro athlete or anything. I'm 30 years of age, or maybe I'm 22 or whatever it is. I just want to push myself into different categories. How different are they than maybe young 11, 12, 14-year-old kids?
Well, the difference is they're more broken. The younger athletes, and honestly, Jay, when we evolved into this, I sort of didn't think doing a lot. Some of the younger athletes, I think, sometimes can get into it too early. But that's when you start looking at some long-term athlete development. And so now that's a big target for ourselves, because if you can teach that younger athlete fundamental movement, so it's not obviously not weight training, but body weight management, how to balance on one leg, how to do a proper ready position, which would be a squat mechanic, but body weight master that, as they get older, everything gets easier and they build a better foundation. The problem is people like us, I get a lot of people, well, you said 30, so I'm not 30 and neither are you, Jay, but we won't talk about that. But guys like us, a lot of people in the clinic were like, wow, I wish this was around when I was 20 because I wouldn't be all screwed up. The difference is there's some, you just have to kind of work through some, you have to work out some bad habits with the older people.
Derek Lamshire joins us. And a lot of that can be done when you do this program, because I know you do an evaluation and an analysis on a lot of people. And a lot of times, most people, they always, oh, I got back pain. I can't do anything. I got back pain. But a lot of the back pain might be because your hamstrings are super tight. Or in some cases, your calves are so tight, it's causing problems in your hips and everywhere else. And that a lot of when a lot of us ache in one place, that's not necessarily the root of our problem, which limits us from playing any sort of sports or even, you know, being a dad who wants, or mom who active with her kids.
100%, Jay. So with our entry into training, we do a movement assessment. So our training system is called the 43-22 training system, and it's based on a pyramid foundation, the structure of the pyramid, and it's all developed in the base. So basically you have spine mobility, and then you start looking at some brain neuromuscular patterning, and it moves up the pyramid. And what happens if you don't have that structure of the base, then really the building will fall apart. So what we've done in that assessment, and the assessment's been very interesting because I've had some people, and interesting stories, you'll get some pretty good athletes come in and they want to get faster. So right away they think you're going to do speed drills and get on the track and do this, you know, do the kind of the sexy stuff. And we do this movement assessment and they have zero mid-back mobility, so T-spine mobility. And you cannot get faster if you can't move in your mid-back. And a lot of people look at you at the beginning like you're crazy. So the beginning, I'd say a week of training, we just focus on mobility. I've talked in the past about breathing patterns, some of that stuff. And usually in about 2-3 weeks, somewhere in there, they come in, they're like, hey, this is really weird. I haven't even really addressed speed, but I'm faster already. And I'm like, okay, now we can address speed, if you know what I mean. So it's really interesting. And exactly what you said, it's all mechanical. The problem, a lot of times, what hurts or what feels wrong is not a problem. It's a pattern, and that's really what we've mastered in this, and that's the evolution of what the base is.
That's really interesting, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening right now, because, man, there's so many kids at younger ages now than ever that are just so driven to want to get there, whether it's NCAA or the Western Hockey League or whatever their initial goal is. You know, ultimately, I know everybody wants to go pros, but you got to go up the proper chain of command. And, you know, they've been working out hard. Oh, geez, I'm not getting stronger. I'm not getting faster. And it's not always about necessarily training better. It's about being able to move better. And, you know, I wonder on the average person, I know this is a very general question, but the average person, every one of us has some sort of deficiency that limits our mobility, correct?
100%. Most guys have lat issues, so the big back muscle. Guys who think they're strong or are strong tend to extend a lot in the back, and that's where they get a lot of hip flexor issues, which I've talked about in the past. And a lot of women, and generalizing this statement as well, tend to have a lot of glute, the muscle on the side of the hip, the glute med issues, because of the orientation of the pelvis. So there's definitely some common patterns, but everybody's unique, and it's really interesting. And one of our big slogans with the base is 5% more. You can always get 5% more. And when you, it doesn't matter what you're trying to achieve, 5% more could just be not hurting. And if you don't hurt, you're going to keep doing something and get better at it. So, and that 5% more is also one big thing with our training system is I always say with the trainers is we're more a teacher than a coach, but we don't tell you what to do. A good example is if you studied for an exam and you learned the stuff, you're smart. If you studied the exam and memorized, you're not that smart. You know what I mean? So really mastering so that you know how to make some corrections, because you can always get 5% more. And that's the difference between, you know, making, you know, junior A to the next steps, college, pro. You know what I mean? So
when is the base officially going to be open? A few weeks?
Well, the base will be open officially on March 16th, so about 10 days, 12 days. And we're located on the West End, 111th Ave and 180th Street. And we will be sending, you can follow us on Twitter under the River Valley Health handle. And we'll be announcing things on our website as well. And keep tuned and stop by if you're in the area, and we'll take you for a tour.
Well, I got a tour, and I was amazed. I didn't think it would be that big. It was great. Kristen gave me a tour earlier today, so really looking forward to the opening. Derek, good luck with that. I know a lot of athletes likely will be tempted to see how it works. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jay.